At home, I tell Dad about the project. "What are you making a garden for?" he says. "You're meant to be reading and writing, aren't you?" I look out of the window. A bird lands on the low roof of a building. It looks around for a moment, and then it takes off again. My father can't read or write English. This is something that he never talks about, and none of us are meant to say anything about it. "We're going to get a gardener." He stares at me. "We're doing the interviews for the gardener ourselves." "Gardener?" he says, shaking his head from side to side. "Expensive." I don't actually think he knows anything about how much gardeners are. I do. We've researched the whole thing. "We've got the money for it," I say, but then I wish I hadn't.
"How much money have you got?"
£1,000. I want to say about how the garden is for the whole school and about how we are going to grow flowers and vegetables for the children to eat, but Dad isn't looking at me anymore. His eyes screw up in the sunlight as it breaks in through the glass like a robber. I go to my room. I share this room with my grandma, but she's out. I've got one piece of mango left. I put it in my mouth and lie down. I can hear Dad calling me.
"Nadine,"
he says through the wall.
"I want you to work. I don't want you to do this garden project."